This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show. We're talking brackets.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
It will never not be funny.
It's great. So, in honor of opening day tomorrow, you have to be up at 3 a.m. though.
I know, that's
tough.
To watch
Cubs Dodgers. Yeah.
You know what? It's going to be a pass for me, but.
Yeah.
Well, the weirdest part about opening day is then you have to come home and play more preseason games.
Yeah. Well, it's not really opening day, but.
No, but they count.
They do count.
But then it's weird because I always thought, why not just have those games and then the next day be opening day? But it's not.
Well, they got to travel.
Yeah, but can't they? They can't just take those teams that are playing over there and then have them play each other when they get back? It's just weird to have opening day and then there's more preseason games and then we get opening day.
I wonder if the teams wanted that because.
Yeah.
If you send them over there to start the season, they feel like they're at a disadvantage.
But, I mean, for God's sakes, do those three games, how many are they playing?
I think they're only playing two.
Are they just playing two?
I think.
It's a 162-game season.
And they're playing a bunch of exhibition games.
Are we really jammed up? Yeah.
Against Japanese teams.
Yeah. But are we really jammed up over those three games?
Well, I think teams are, yeah. They probably are. Mm. But
oh, no, the Dodgers.
At any rate, what was I going to tell you? Something super
you got to wake
awesome.
Up at 3 a.m. to watch opening day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're basically glorified spring training games over there. But, you know, it'd be good for Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese all the Japanese guys are out there. Like Yamamoto and Imanaga and, Sasaki.
And you're seeing that one of the Japanese teams beat both the Cubs and the Dodgers. And I was listening to Dave Roberts was talking about this. And he was like, hey, dude, that Japanese, the Nippon League is real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the rest of it's like in basketball. When you go watch some of the Euro leagues, dude, there's some good ball being played over there.
Well, while we wait for TGL playoffs.
I can't wait.
Walkouts happening right now.
Walkouts, yeah. It's about to get underway. We got smoke.
The walkout.
Yeah, it's like a UFC fight.
Yeah. Look at the smoke.
It is just.
Smoke machines.
Hell yeah, brother. This is America.
It is just so sad to watch the most boring milquetoast athletes try to turn this into something like sexy and like you said, a UFC fight. Just stop. Golf, lean into what you are. Because whatever you're trying to do with this, it ain't working.
Big playoff matchup. Got L.A. versus New York tonight.
The strobe lights. How are you going to be a badass when you're wearing white slacks with a bad golf polo with 17 NASCAR logos on it tucked in?
I do want to tell you we have a basketball party this week. We will be out in the wild on Thursday and Friday. We'll be at Stadium Sports Bar at A&A Sportsbook up there in Ridgefield.
You are correct.
So you should come up there and
join
us.
I find it weird because it's Le Center, but on the other side of the freeway, it's Ridgefield.
Yeah.
It's the Le Center exit. But technically, it's Ridgefield. Take a right to Le Center. Don't do that. Left to the casino.
Yeah, Ridgefield sounds better than Le Center.
I think that's what it is.
Because it's nicer.
Hey, it's a valid point. We don't have a casino. There's some card rooms, and that's about it. Trust me, when you get off the freeway, there's never been someone that's been like, hey, I wonder which way to go. The giant monstrosity casino and hotel that's super nice is right there.
All of our local shows will be live Thursday and Friday out there. It's brought to you by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law. And it is also brought to you by Coors Light and Video Only. Thursday and Friday. It's a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, we drink, we eat. There's about a gajillion TVs. And more importantly, you can live bet them. Hello? What are we doing?
You can live bet them. Just bring cash.
I think the only team you can't all bet right on is the Zags.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to bet on the Zags because they're in Washington.
That's the only one. It's the only Washington team.
The Trendy 12-5. Okay, so Roppy Brackets is back.
Talk
Thank
to me.
You.
Talk to me.
Yeah, so there's a 2012-5 upset.
I like the 2012. I love the 2012-5.
2012. And the 2012-5 this year is UCSD over Michigan.
Yes.
And the reason for that is UCSD has the nation's longest winning streak. They have won 15 basketball games in a row. And styles make fights. The Michigan team has struggled with turnovers all year. They are number 328 in turnovers. Care to guess where UCSD sits in forcing turnovers?
I'm guessing they're top five.
They are number two.
There you go.
Now, the interesting thing about this matchup, too, is that Michigan is huge. They have the two big guys in the middle. They run that pick and roll with those guys. Has UCSD seen anything like that in the Big West? The answer is likely no.
Yeah.
The best team they've beaten is Utah State. So that's a trendy. You know, the point spread is like 2.5,
which is bizarre considering I think this is the first year that the Tritons, I believe.
The Tritons.
I didn't even know.
The Tritons.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Tritons, right?
Oh, Tritons?
The Tritons, not the Tritons.
Oh,
the Tritons.
Okay. My bad.
I didn't even know that, like, when I saw UC San Diego, my first thought was, like, are we talking about the Toros?
The Toros.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's
two
US
different teams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess this is the first year of being eligible. They had to go through the four-year process from Division One, up to Division One. So, this was watching and hearing people talk about them. My first thought was, who? Never heard of them in my life. But apparently now they're getting ready to knock off Michigan.
So we had two. Well, nobody really thinks a lot of Michigan, even though they just won the Big Ten tournament.
I know, right?
They were kind of stumbling down the stretch, and so I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know. That's an interesting one. I would say that there is an actual 12-5 matchup where the 12 seed is favored. Have
Who's
you seen that?
No. Who's favored?
Colorado State is favored to beat Memphis. And Colorado State is the 12.
I did see, like, someone put together, it might have been SI, that put together, like, five teams that are poised for a deep run, and that was one of them. I guess I didn't realize.
Well, who? Colorado State?
Colorado State. Yeah. I guess I didn't realize that they were favored in that game.
Well, I got to tell you,
I think the Mountain West has been pretty bad in recent tournaments.
Yes, the Mountain West. Outside of San Diego State making the Final Four, it has been pretty bad. Yes. But the thing there is, I feel like no one thinks Penny Hardaway's a good coach. Like, Memphis has decent players, but they're sloppy. They turn it over. And Colorado State's really well coached. And I think a lot of – they're favored. They're the 12.
Their coach, is it Medved? Is like a really hot name to take
good.
A step up to a big program.
Yeah.
Someone points out, what does John Anthony think about this? Do we have confirmed information that Colorado State will indeed
– I'm sure he'll be back on this week, don't
win
you think?
This game. I would hope so. I mean, time to have confirmed information, and he wants to go 5-0.
We had two 12-seed upsets last year. The fives that went down last year were Wisconsin and St. Mary's. Overall, the 12 seeds win 35% of the time against the 5 seed. And, of course, Oregon and Liberty is a 5-12 matchup this year.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Liberty at all.
I don't either. I have not watched 1 second of Liberty. I was, again, just reading through some of the breakdowns. I guess they shoot the three ball pretty well, and they defend the three pretty well. So,
do you think they're going to be super pissed about that Fiesta loss?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
Dan Lanning.
I forgot about that. The Fight and Falwells will be looking for some sort of revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my big takeaway from my brief foray into Liberty basketball. Shoot the three ball, defend the three ball. After that, couldn't tell you.
Well, in 33 of the last 39 tournaments, a 12 seed has pulled off at least one upset.
Yeah, but they always say be careful in that because, like, you know, everyone always picks, you know, you don't want to pick 3 5-12 upsets in your bracket and then get one of them right and be like, ha-ha, I told you.
No, I would venture to say the Colorado State one is the one you should bet on.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, they are favored. But I think this, I got to go look up this stat. But I think that when the lower seed is favored over the higher seed, many times.
I love this.
Sometimes.
Are you talking about the trend where the worst seed favored covers?
Yeah, sorry.
The higher lower thing is really
it's
brutal.
It's hard to, yeah. You know what I mean.
60% of the time, it works every time.
When the higher seed is favored over the lower seed, meaning like 12 favored over a 5.
Yeah.
The favorite is the play, even though they're favored.
Yeah.
In other words, there's a reason why they're favored.
So take Colorado State over.
Yes, that's a long and clunky way of getting to take the Rams.
It seemed a little clunky, but yeah, you could have just said odds are.
Well, I gotta look up
take Colorado State.
Well, I gotta look up the stats. Okay. Yeah, so there's a 2012. So we're doing great.
So there's Michigan, UC San Diego, Oregon, Liberty, Bibbidi, and then the one you were talking about, Memphis, Colorado
State.
What's
the other one?
Clemson and McNeese.
Okay. Look out for McNeese. That's Will Wade's squad. They got all the juice from the equipment manager, Mir Khan.
This is why I love this time of the year. So basically in every 12-5 game, look out!
Well, I
look at there's a tiger on the prowl.
Hey, Will Wade's trying to get back into the big show, and this might be his ticket.
It's not really a 5-12 thing. I think every upset, like if you're looking for guidance on underdogs, you're not going to get it because the more information you consume, the more somebody will name every under. Like you'll listen to one thing, and some guy will be like, "Oh, watch out for Yale."
Yeah.
And then you'll listen to another one. It's like, watch out for McNeese. But if you listen to enough stuff,
you
will have to watch out for every single underdog.
Because most of these, the fact that these teams are on the 11, you know, 10, 11, 12, right? They're usually mid-major programs that are having really good years. I mean, like, Drake won 30 games. I think they were the first team to win 30 games this year. So clearly, you win 30 games, you're really good. And when you win 30 games, there's probably a couple statistics you can point to that say this team can play with anyone. And so you get that, and that's all you need. That's really all you need is one or two stats, right? They're number 3 in the country in committing turnovers, and then they play a team that turns the ball over a lot, and you're like, well, look out for this.
Well,
Buck's going with the mighty Will Wade. Hey, I've heard of Will Wade.
McNeese is also the only school that has a student manager with 3 NIL deals.
Well,
so,
then,
you know,
I mean, come on,
dude.
I mean,
that's a vibes thing. You can't mess with that.
You betting against that?
I'm not betting McNeese. I don't fill out a bracket. I just, when we're up at A-Lin-A, I place a handful of bets on individual games, and I do it that way, and it keeps me more engaged and more interested than just filling out one random bracket that I couldn't begin to tell you. These people filling out their brackets, it's fun. You know, put your little office pool in, but stop acting like you have any idea.
These people are crazy.
Unless
there's
you're Jay Billis, please don't
but
tell
that's,
me.
That's the beauty of sports is like we all think we know everything about everything and we want to tell everybody about it.
Exactly.
Well, March Madness is sneakily the time of year that guy that doesn't know very much about sports like runs into one because he can tell everyone I had that upset in my bracket.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Feels good.
And by
baby.
The way, don't just.
Feels good, baby.
Your wife, your girlfriend, your butt, they don't care.
Feels great, baby.
Much like you filming the grainy video at the concert.
No one cares.
Let it go. Let it go.
We're happy for you, but that's about all.
Put the few bucks in your pocket that you won and move on.
All right. Stockwatch is next on The Fan.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Yes, it is Monday. It is 4:15 or thereafter, and it is time for Stack Watch, put together by Buckley Brackets.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, we are going to have an all brackets edition of Stock Watch today, or all bracket related. And we're going to start with our Oregon Ducks. They, as we mentioned, get a 5 seed against Liberty. Dana Altman on getting the draw to play in Seattle.
Well, we were happy about it. Yeah, we...
God dang, what do you think?
We thought Seattle or Denver, you know, were pretty good options for us. Providence, Cleveland, you know, probably not. Just because we just got back from Indy, and so... we'll have 2 full days and we play on Friday, which will help us, you know, give us 2 full days to practice here, and which we desperately need. And then we'll travel Wednesday and practice there Thursday and be ready to go whatever tip off time is on Friday.
Yeah, a little bit of a snore. But
given
the proximity to Eugene, the extra rest, and Dana's pedigree in March, buy or sell, the Ducks will make it to the Sweet 16 once again.
I do think they have a pretty favorable draw.
I think so, too.
And if they win, who do they play? Or
winner of Arizona-Akron.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then
it's Duke?
And then it would be Duke or Baylor.
It would be Duke or Baylor or Mississippi State, whoever came off of that half. But yeah, Oregon, Liberty, Arizona, Akron, and then above you is Duke and whoever, and then Mississippi State, Baylor. I don't know why everyone's crapping on Arizona. I mean, Arizona just made a run to the Big 12 tournament, lost in the championship. But I mean, I guess it's Arizona, so we're just dismissing them. But I mean, I've seen Oregon play a bunch. I've probably seen Oregon play more ball than anyone else this year in the country. And Oregon... I think Oregon's good. I think Oregon is far from a great team. And I think you've seen that when they've played elite competition. It hasn't gone particularly well the second half of the season. I know they had the big win over Wisconsin where they came back from double digits. So I think they beat Liberty. Arizona, it's a coin flip. But, yeah, you do have a favorable draw. And I guess you do trust Dana Altman. And Arizona just has a history of crapping out. So I wouldn't say I love this. But if I'm filling out a bracket... I'll pencil the Duckies through to the Sweet 16 and to take on the Dukies. Why not?
Yeah, I don't think they have a great draw at all. As a matter of fact, Arizona-Duke, that's nasty. I don't think they beat Arizona.
Well, I was thinking about more of getting to the Sweet 16, and that I think most people think that...
Well, yeah, they'd have to beat Arizona.
Well, they'd have to beat Arizona to get to the Sweet 16. I don't think they do it. No, I sell. I hate to say that. I mean, they're tough. You don't want to see Altman's teams in the tournament. That said, Arizona is better than Oregon.
Oh, yeah. What a dart by Sahith.
What a dart.
Look at that thing.
TGL. 1-1, New York, LA.
By the way, can we talk about the fact that Ricky Fowler is turning into a pedophile before our very eyes?
Whoa.
Like, every time I look at that dude, it gets creepier and creepier. Now, he's not, because he's married to, like, one of the hottest athletes on the planet, that pole vaulting gal. But, dude, what? Like, he is just, first off, he's a tiny little dude. If you saw Ricky Fowler getting out of a van lurking around a middle school, you'd call the cops.
But instead, you're going to see him getting out of a Mercedes with golf clubs.
I know. And he's kind of getting pudgy now. And he's still doing the tuck-in thing, and he's still trying to wear young man's clothing, but he's not because he's getting old and fat.
He's trying to do the high-style glasses, which I think at least bring an element of that middle-aged lesbian thing that you like to harp on
yes.
so much.
By the way, he is a nice candidate for the middle-aged lesbian category that I love so much with athletes
it's
and stuff. Kind of
surprised we jumped right to pedo.
Yeah. Well, I look up at him, and I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't want that. You wouldn't if you showed up to kindergarten, Buck, and you were dropping little man off, and you saw that was the teacher. Tell me you wouldn't be like, whoa, hold on.
He's got something's on.
Yeah,
sure.
It's something's on. Something's happening.
Well, let's move over to the controversy du jour. This is a little bit longer, but this is Seth Davis and the selection broadcast crew asking Bubba Cunningham, the committee chair from North Carolina, about the conflict of interest or lack thereof.
It's going to be a natural question for people who don't know all those procedures to ask whether North Carolina may have gotten a little bit of an advantage that their AD is a chair. So I'm going to invite you to answer that question, and then maybe if Keith could shed some light on that discussion.
Well, thanks, Seth. And obviously, I'm going to defer that to Keith. But, you know, all the policies and procedures were followed. And Keith can address exactly how North Carolina was discussed, because I was not in room for any of that.
Yeah, thanks, Bubba. And Seth, I appreciate the question. As the vice chair, I managed all the conversations that we had about North Carolina. And we had quite a few. Our policies require the AD of any school to recuse themselves and actually leave the room for those discussions. And they're not allowed to participate in any vote as well. So we follow those, had lots of discussions about North Carolina. You know, Saturday night, we took our final vote, and we voted in four teams in the field on Saturday night. And we had a contingency vote. And the contingency vote, that was the last team in the field. And it was based on Memphis and UAB. If Memphis won that game, then that was going to free up a spot in the tournament, and that was going to be North Carolina. If UAB had won, then Memphis was going to be in the tournament. UAB would have been in the tournament, and North Carolina would have been the first team out. And so that process played out today. Memphis won, and that put North Carolina in the field.
So a little further explanation there as to how you could defend putting UNC in the field. But the big buy or sell here, buy or sell, we should allow active athletic directors on any sort of selection committee, college football or college basketball.
Yes, I do think it's fine. One, who else do you want to do this?
Analysts.
Okay, because there's
no way these athletic directors watch all the games. They can't.
And you think some of the analysts do, and you don't think there's prejudice in those?
I think that someone like Joe Lunardi watched a hell of a lot more than Bubba Cunningham.
No. I think this stuff that we do every year is just, it's asinine. And then the West Virginia governor gets all pissy.
Oh, that's coming up next.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing. We're really having a debate on who is the 69th best.
No, that's not the question. It's not about whether Carolina should be in or not. Should athletic directors have a say on who gets in or not when they all have a conflict of interest?
If you put Joe Lunardi in there, whoever Joe Lunardi is affiliated with, ESPN, ESPN's going to have a contract with some sort of conference. And then you're going to have to be like, well, are they in ESPN's bag? No matter what you do, you are not going to find people that are independent of any sort of ties or possible prejudice.
But could you find people with less conflict of interest?
Again, we go down this road every year. Then go find me the perfect panel. Like, this is what we do every year with everything, that we try to come up with some sort of panel, and no matter what we do, we still end up bitching about it. And in this case, with the basketball one, it's the most ridiculous thing, because you're literally debating the 69th best team. West Virginia, if you wanted to get in, don't lose to the worst team in your conference when you're on the bubble. I just have no sympathy for this, because then we bitch and moan about it, and it's ridiculous.
You know what?
There's policies in place where you recuse yourself. You're not allowed to vote on it. You're not allowed to do that. And if you can't trust people at some level to have some integrity, it doesn't matter who you're going to put in. If you had Joe Lunardi in this and West Virginia got screwed, I promise you the West Virginia governor would still say that we got screwed.
By Joe Lunardi. No, I agree. I don't disagree with that.
Okay, so what I'm going to go more with you on this, Buck, because it's not that ADs shouldn't be on there. I don't think it's the worst thing. It's just that I do think you can find a better panel. It's not about bias. You're never going to eliminate bias. But it would be better to have people who watch more of the games. There is no way these ADs are watching all this basketball.
It was like when Condoleezza Rice was on the college football playoff selection at one point in time. I'm like, I'm not saying that she's not a smart individual, but like, is she the best person to decide who gets seated where?
But at least
she's not affiliated with anybody. Except
for
Stanford.
At least there they are picking a committee that their job is to watch. That's what they are saying. They're saying, okay, we're gonna put, I don't know how many people are on that committee. Are there 12, 16? Whoever's on the football committee is chosen, and their job is to watch the games. In this instance, it's not. They're just the people that run these schools.
So I'm thinking along the lines of the Jerry Palms and the Ken Palms and stuff
like
that.
Well, sure, yes. You know? You could make a much better panel and pay, I don't know about pay them, but just, you know, these are people that are given a spot to go and actually watch. Now, there's a lot more basketball to watch than football, so that's part of the problem. But I don't know. I definitely think you could have people that watch more doing it, but you're never going to eliminate all the bias.
And I do like the fact that when you're talking about, you throw the, so I'm looking on here, you have the North Carolina Athletic Director, Minnesota Athletic Director, Sun Belt Commissioner, Georgetown Athletic Director, Samford's in there, the Big Sky Commissioner. I do like that you have enough voices in that room.
From other conferences.
From other conferences. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of these, by the way, and there's a ton that you have, you know, the Manhattan Athletic Director. Mm-hmm. And so when you're the ACC, when you're the Athletic Director at North Carolina, I'm guessing you are pretty aware. If we sat down with the Oregon AD, I'm guessing he's pretty knowledgeable about Big Ten basketball.
Sure.
And so when Big Ten basketball gets brought up, he's obviously probably going to champion for the Big Ten. And then we throw in an SEC guy in there, and you champion for that. And that's the same thing we do with the football. We try to get different voices from around the country. So, you know, the idea of going, I just think the idea of going to the Stephen A. Smiths of the world or the Joe Lenardis, if you think that's going to be better and less controversial, dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
Nobody's saying it will be less controversial. You're always going to have controversy. You're never going to eliminate bias. I do think, I don't even think it's arguable. You could have a panel that watches more basketball. You absolutely could.
And then I think at least all your decisions are, they wouldn't be without controversy either, but they'd be more defensible because there'd be less bias, I think. Let's move on to the West Virginia governor and how he's been spending his time the last 24 hours.
Six quad one wins. And that was combined with an undefeated record against quad three and quad four opponents. Three wins against top 10 teams and the 24th toughest schedule in America. West Virginia deserved to be in the NCAA tournament. This was a miscarriage of justice and robbery at the highest level.
Highest level.
Now, who was the last team to get into the tournament? Ahead of the Mountaineers. That would be the University of North Carolina. Now, let's see how their resume stacks up. The Tar Heels went 1-12 in quad one games and even had a quad three loss.
Buy or sell that if your taxpayer dollars are going to analyze quad one through quad four wins, that you should be removed from your government position.
Yes. Yes. There is nothing I hate more than government officials that stick their nose into meaningless crap like this. The damn governor of the state went out and made a special sign. He went to Kinko's overnight and printed out an NCAA logo, but changed it to National Corruption Athletic Association.
That's right.
And then stood on his little pulpit up there and said that it was the of the highest order. Oh, my God. By the way, last time I checked, West Virginia is one of the poorest states with the biggest drug problem and education problems. And this is what you're concerned about. The people of West Virginia are concerned that your team is the 69th team out. And my God, I just can't think of a dumber way to spend, although I can. But it's one of the dumbest things that our government does is when we do stuff like this. It's just absolutely insane to me. And yet it probably scores them some political points where...
What are we buying or selling here?
Whether political officials who spend this much time analyzing quad one through four wins should still have their positions.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I'm not all that fired up about it like Suk is, but I mean, come on, these politicians are an eye roll. It's disingenuous. Yeah. We know what he's doing. He probably can't even name the coach. He doesn't care. He's
it's
just
robbery
trying...
at the highest.
That would
level.
Be great if you cared this much. If you could answer this five question
yeah,
quiz
what's
for
the
me
coach's
real quick.
Name?
What's who's the leading scorer? And,
he probably mispronounced the coach's name.
And what league do you play in?
He's just trying to get votes, get people on his side. Whatever. Who cares? Hey, if you know, get in the tournament, win a couple more games, you're probably in the tournament.
Yeah.
Real quick, wrapping up with St. John's and Rick Pitino after his
Ricky.
Big win.
Ricky.
Coach, how do you celebrate tonight? How do you celebrate tonight?
I'm going to drink a quart of Jameson's.
No. St. Patty's Day.
For you.
No. A quart, huh?
Back.
So he's celebrating with Jameson, but buy or sell, Rick Pitino, the most entertaining coach entertaining coach in the field.
Yeah, Ricky's pretty great. Or pretty awful, depending on how you want to view him. But, dude, Rick has given us, he's given us so much joy over the years. With his hookers at his school, the 9/11, the lady on the table, you know, lasting 7 seconds, four white guys and an Egyptian. Now we've got a quart of Jameson's. I mean, He's a freaking vampire out in his white suit. I mean, come on. Rick Pitino is, he is college, but he's the right amount of quality and sleaze and entertainment all mushed into one.
Kind
he's a hell of a
college
coach.
Basketball.
Yeah, he is college basketball.
Yeah, he's great, and he's kind of loosened up. Like, as yeah. he's gotten older now.
He doesn't care as much.
And he's just fun.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm just going to drink some Jameson. but it's an interesting question. You're saying most entertaining coach?
Yep.
So who would be the who are other candidates? I'm just like racking my brain.
Well, Dana Altman, he's just a ball of fun.
Obviously Dana. No, I mean, I just think there's other guys who get super animated, whether it's your Bruce Pearls of the world.
Pearl's fun.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He'd be up there.
Calipari is I mean, he's always a good soundbite.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. You're right. Calipari, probably a little more entertaining. I don't know. I'm going to go with Pitino.
Well, and you got Dan Hurley's out there doing hits left and right.
Entertaining, for sure.
Are you kidding
that's
me?
That's true.
He's flipping off fans, and you know, he
that's
doesn't
true.
Give two rips.
You got Izzo.
Dude, if
red-faced.
You give me a Final Four of Dan Hurley's red ass, throw in a dash of Tom Izzo freaking out on someone, Rick Pitino, and then maybe sweaty-ass Bruce Pearl at Auburn? Come on. That's good times right there.
Stockwatch each week brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. We've got scam texts. I don't know if you've seen these, but you got an unpaid toll you got to pay.
Yeah, I've gotten a handful of these.
Very prevalent.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back to our show, Monday program. It's a beautiful day out there, albeit a little chilly.
Yeah, sun's creeping out, though.
Sun's out. Yeah. Guns out.
Rolling up those sleeves. You're going to be a tank top man.
That's right. It is March 17, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am... You noted news, man. Thank you. Today is St. Patrick's Day. We discussed earlier who he was.
Hasn't everyone already celebrated St. Patrick's Day, though? Like, Monday's the worst day to have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know.
It's over.
Yeah, no one's going out tonight, are they?
Oh, kids probably.
Yeah.
Not us.
No. I mean, I went out Friday and ended up double dipping on Sunday, which was a terrible idea. Like, you can't go out and party on a Monday. That's like worst.
Well, you can.
Well, yeah. I'll just say, Monday is the worst day to have a drinking holiday. Like, that's right out.
It is also Dribble to Work Day. Did you dribble your ball to work today?
No, that would be a long way. I don't know how long it would take me to walk to the office. I'm guessing, I don't know, 8-9 hours. You don't live that far away, right?
Let's take a look. You know how Google always has the walking time?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool that they can estimate it that.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's in the ballpark.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
All right. If I had to walk to work. Wait. Hold on.
I've got. That's not as bad as I thought.
How long's your walk?
I got 5 hours and 39 minutes.
My walk home is 2 hours and 28 minutes.
Yeah, so you throw a dribble in there. I'm assuming I'm going to have to slow down a little bit to dribbling. So you're looking like, what, 6.5? Probably hours worth of dribbling? That's right out.
I'm going to start walking to work.
I don't think you are.
Well, I've got some scam text news.
Yeah, I saw that this is popping up, and I've gotten a couple of these before.
Yeah, I had one yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the delete and report as junk,
yeah,
and it never works.
Yeah, it still happens. Although, these got me a little bit because I actually got a couple real ones. They weren't text messages. They were emails, though. Because my kid apparently had triggered a couple tolls up in the Seattle area that I had to call and deal with. So when these first started rolling in, I did consider whether or not these were legitimate.
My son is an idiot.
But you can tell because of the number that they're based off of.
Well, that and they don't tell you where the toll is.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bit of a...
Where they want you to click on it. But any scam, like anything from a government agency will be a secure 6-digit number. And if it comes from a regular phone number, that's not a government agency.
So the Oregon Department of Transportation is warning the public to watch out for scam text messages about supposed unpaid road toll balances.
Yeah.
The messages are all phishing attempts trying to get the victim to give the scammers their financial information under the guise of paying off the balance.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI has warned that the scam is happening more frequently in several other states. Department of Transportation have issued similar warnings in recent months. They often present themselves as being from real agencies based on the area code of where you live, such as when North Carolina residents receive scam texts purporting to be from the state's NC Quick Pass toll program.
Yes, but again, remember, when state agencies, it will be a secure 6-digit, like you'll see a text from like 543, you know, whatever. It won't be an actual 5. If you're getting a text from a 503 number, that is not an Oregon DMV thing or a whatever, a, you know, roads or whatever.
Well, it's also a tell that ODOT has no tolls.
Yes.
There are some in Washington, yes, as you said. But so don't fall for it.
Don't fall for it. And anytime that they always say the same thing, like, you know, click on this link and back out, or it tells you to go. There's always an extra hoop that you have to jump through, which won't make sense. But I can see where people fall for this stuff.
Well,
don't do it.
Up at OHSU, they're having to put people in hallways. The emergency department is so full.
Well, that's not good. What are we
these days?
What's happening?
And it makes me sad.
An outbreak of what?
Well, I'm going to tell you next.
Cat AIDS?
It's possible.
Damn it.
That's next on In the News on The Fan. All right, this is In the News for March 17, 2025. We've got a crisis at OHSU, it says here, although I don't think it's just OHSU. I know a buddy who had to go to the emergency room not too long ago, and he was put in the hallway.
Dumped in the hallway?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard, yeah. I mean, there's horror stories now. People going with fairly serious conditions and sitting in ERs for 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah. Hospital officials up there at OHSU have been discussing hospital capacity crises. during roundtable discussions this past week. Dr. Mary Tansky, chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at OHSU, said the ED is where problems become evident because, again, we're the safety net and we're the backup plan. We are where people go when they can't access care, and we're also where people stay when they can't access a bed. They have 31 emergency beds up there, 10 in pediatrics, but at any given time...
That's all they have? 31 beds?
Yeah, that's not that many, is it?
No, it is not.
But at any given time, there are 80 to 100 patients in overflow areas.
Yeah.
So it is not going well. Why that is, you know, the flu has been rough this year, but other than that,
just overcrowding? I mean, well, I would have guessed that ER departments had more than 31 beds.
Yeah, they're saying the flu is a big reason, but it's not the only reason. According to the Oregon Health Authority, this is the worst year for flu in Portland since the state began tracking those numbers, which was 15 years ago.
But didn't your little man have to go to the ER recently for a virus?
I didn't go to OHSU, though. We went to Providence up the way. But
but you had to go to, I mean, it's, you know, just the virus, but especially when you're young or if you're old, I think people kind of forget sometimes that some of those viruses can really kick your ass and you need some immediate medical attention.
Yeah, it's crazy when you, I mean, you never think you're going to need it. And then when you show up, I mean, we waited a little bit for him to get in, but it wasn't like it was a serious issue. But you show up expecting help right away and you get kind of put off into one of these areas. It's weird.
Yeah.
And so you're just sitting in the hallway in a gown.
Yeah.
Balls hanging out.
Well, when I got my face ripped up by a dog, I called my buddy, who's my doctor, and he was like, you might want to suck it up and... It's like, you're just going to have to sit in the ER for a while, but he's like, you're going to sit for a while because, you know, your face is bleeding and it's ripped open, but he's like, in the confines of an ER, that's not a...
You're down the list.
You're down the list.
It makes me sad.
And that's when I sent him some photos. He's like, I think I can stitch that up. He's like, I don't know if it'll be as good as, like, you know, like a surgeon there, but, like, that was a determining factor for me. I was like, well, I could go sit in the ER for 10 hours and then wait and see if someone there will stitch at my face. And having someone that you can go to, that it's just having to go to the ER is nightmare fuel. And yet for so many people, you just don't have another, you don't have another choice.
Yeah, this guy's saying on the text, he's right. Why don't we have 24-hour urgent care? That would solve a lot of problems.
You can't find people.
Staffing?
You can't.
I think the issue is that when it's not getting used, it's inefficient, and so then it doesn't stay open.
Shut it down overnight, just go to the ER. Okay, well, that's what everyone else is doing.
Yes. I mean, that's basically what it is.
That's rough.
If something happens to you and it's after 7 o'clock, guess what? You're heading to the ER along with everyone else. And if you don't have something that is literally like, I'm dying right now of a heart attack, why don't you go have a seat right there? I mean, I've been in there again with people that are massively bleeding, and they give you like some, like a whatever, like some wrap on it, and you're just sitting there bleeding. They're like, "Well, get you when you can." Like, that's bleeding is not enough to get you in the back.
No, but there are buzzwords.
Yes. Oh, and believe me, we.
Yeah. Yeah. You can. If you can do it.
Yes.
You just got to say the right things.
Yes. We've done that a time or two with my mom.
If
you've got an elderly person, you should know some buzzwords to get you shoved to the back.
Or the front.
Yeah, my wife works at the ER at St. Vincent's, and if we got an arm or any other type of injury, always just throw on, what did it say? Always just throw when you get a little heart, or throw
what?
In. The person was probably texting from their phone. He said, always just throw in is what he means to say, a little heart murmur.
Yes. Yeah, they'll rush you right back. Yes.
I think he was probably typing quickly and it didn't quite come out. But yeah, basically he's saying, oh yeah, I hurt my arm and I'm bleeding. Oh, and by the way, look, my heart palpitation.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Code red.
Yeah, urgent care, though, I think is really, even though it's, you know, it's only during business hours.
It may not be the best care, but it's care.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are using urgent care now because you can't get in to see your, like, if it's something that's not urgent, you can't really get in to see your doctor.
Yeah.
It takes weeks and months.
It's tough.
So it's like, I'll just go to urgent care. So it's not really even urgent care anymore. It's just care.
One of my favorite comedians has a line that urgent care is neither of those things. It's a bunch of people not giving a rip in a untimely fashion about how you feel.
Yeah, but it's the best we can do.
It's the best you can do.
Because I can't see my doctor. It's just, we got a, what a S system. I mean, what the hell? Who runs this thing? Oh, wait.
Someone's saying Burns go first. So if burn yourself as your...
Burns? Oh, well, yeah, but you can't fake the burn.
Well, so what you're saying is that, like, if you need to go to the ER, just put your hand on a curling iron real quick and be like, create your own to move yourself
in
the back.
Can I say I got a burning in my pee?
I don't think that's getting you in there.
Burning in my...
No, they're going to tell you
to squirt.
Tell you to sit down.
Yeah. Just go with chest pains. Yeah. Ah! Oh, I'm feeling my...
It was twice. When I had the chainsaw knee and when the dog ripped open my face, it was... Ah! I thought both of those would be enough to get me seen. And my buddy's like, yeah, no. He goes, they won't give
two. They don't care.
They don't care about that.
And that is in the news.
And the chest pains.
I don't know if I'm going to live.
I bet you they're skilled at sorting those things out, too. They're like, yeah, nice try, sir.
But you know what, though? The liability, if they don't say they don't believe you and then something actually happens to you, I bet they have to take that serious.
Wasn't there that one where the old lady, there was a lady not too long ago that died in one of the ERs and she was slumped in the corner for hours before someone realized it.
God.
That was here. It wasn't that Portland? Long ago we were talking about it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she was dead in the ER. And then someone was like, and hours later, they're like, number 12? Number 12. It's like, I think
she died.
I think she's dead.
I'm 13, though. Can I go?
You know someone in there was like, cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, great. Yes. My turn.
All right. In the news, March 17, 2025. The Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.